Welcome back to Late Bloomer.
Yo, welcome back.
It's your boy Gene.
What's up? It's Tom.
Hey guys, so I want to start off by thanking everyone because we've gotten some amazing feedback from you guys and the downloads keep going up.
Yeah, slowly we're hanging in there and we can't believe you guys are actually listening. We didn't think we were that important.
So I'm glad you guys are listening. And if you guys are new here, I want to say welcome. I'm Gene. He's Tom. We have a podcast called The Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene.
Yep.
And it is a podcast about social, dating, growth, advice. What else?
And we're just coming from people that who really never had it all figured out until way later. I know that's like by definition a late bloomer, but we are giving advice on exactly what you can do with all the topics Gene just said.
Yep. So let's get right into it. So Tom, how was your weekend?
Well, here's the thing is it's a fucking sauna right now and I don't even know what to do anymore. But I'm also kind of excited because we are finally going out to eat to a restaurant on Sunset Boulevard.
I can't wait. Tom and I are going to go out tonight to get a bite to eat, have a couple drinks tonight. It's Saturday night here in what is this month? Six of quarantine.
Yeah.
And honestly, I haven't even been out, like, locally.
You've been out forever.
No. Locally. Yeah. I haven't been out locally in, like, I can't even
Seven
tell
weeks?
You when. Really? Yeah, a long time. No. I haven't been out locally in, like, 4 months.
Oh, really? I thought...
It was way before 4th of July.
Yeah.
4th of July, I was in San Diego.
Right. I'm going on walks. Does that count as out?
No, that does not. By out, I mean, like, socializing with human beings.
Oh.
Having possibly going out at night to consume alcohol. Unless you're not a
unless
drinker.
Unless you're used to our other episode on how to not drink.
Going to bars what I mean by going out. Yeah, that's basically what I mean.
That's fair. So tell them about this bar we're about to go to really quick.
So we're going to this bar. It is a country bar here in Hollywood.
Yep.
And it's called Saddle Ranch. David Dobrik, YouTubers go there. A lot of TikTokers go there. I'm pretty sure a lot of celebs go there as well.
Apparently,
right?
they're all riding that bull, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you guys have ever seen that, I know this is very random, but if you guys have ever seen that Tyga music video where he's in a country bar, that's Saddle Ranch, along with a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
Like old Midwestern movies.
I remember
filmed at Saddle Ranch.
We were at a bar right next to it called Sky Bar, and Bieber bought out Saddle Ranch for some reason. Some LA birthday thing. So.
Yeah, it's a real good popular. I wouldn't say good, but it's literally like a little
dive bar.
It feels like a large dive bar that's like became cool just because it's located in LA.
Yeah, and celebs take or check
like,
in there.
Like if
whatever.
That shit was in North Carolina, no one would give a fuck.
But here's the thing though, is I used to go to that, but I grew up in those kind of bars.
Right.
Like
the
specials
bull riding,
and like bull riding.
Right.
Everyone's getting a round of like colorful fruity shots. Like,
yeah. Or like whiskey car bombs and like, you know, just
and they
random
have, like,
ass drinks like that.
Cotton candy and like all this fair food. And it's just like, what are we doing in Hollywood?
Well, what we were saying before is that it's actually starting to become a hotspot for these underage TikTokers.
Okay.
And these underage TikTokers are starting to get drunk there, and they're just openly posting it on social media.
Does Saddle Ranch like, hey, can you guys not do that?
So I'm thinking at this point, Saddle Ranch has to know. So is Saddle Ranch openly like sponsoring this or to get exposure online because they know they're going to get a lot of business, such as us going there tonight because we've been seeing it?
Yeah.
Or are they using fake IDs and just getting in?
Right. So I used to go there a little bit before this whole thing and it was dead. I think I've been there once out of a lot and it was like college night. So I think it just
really?
Made, yeah.
They do college night?
Yeah. They had like a shuttle from
what
like
fucking
UCLA.
School? Oh, yeah. They do like party buses.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I never really go there, but it's cool. It's big.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that dive bar crowd.
Right,
you know?
Right. I've tried the food there and it's not too good. I've had a couple burgers there.
Might have to mute that one.
But it's not what? The food's not good.
Yeah.
The food at Saddle Ranch is shit. And I will not deny that.
But
fuck
we're going
you,
there
Saddle
tonight.
Ranch. Just kidding.
We'll
just
see you
kidding.
Tonight.
Just kidding. We are going there tonight. But more so, I just figured it's a good place to go. One, because it's starting to become a hot spot again.
It
is outdoors.
It used to be really hot.
Really?
Like 10, 15 years ago, I've been told.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I don't know. It's also outdoors, so restaurants right now in pretty much all of California, right?
I think in a lot of places, yeah.
Have to be, can open, but they need to be outdoor.
It looks so cheap looking. Like, they have, like, little tarps around the barrier of the restaurant with a couple chairs.
Dude, it's funny because, like, literally restaurants like Mastro's are setting up tables yeah. with, like, tents outside.
Yeah.
And, like, tiny little fans.
I know. Some of my favorite restaurants are all outside in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like,
but you have
you're still paying $70 for a piece of steak.
Yeah, but you might get a bug.
Yeah, like, it's... You know, it's just not worth it. But you're paying for the ambiance.
Right. And it's funny, too, with everything still closed. And you kind of see that all these guys are still trying to, like, front and, like, check in on Instagram and, like, look where I'm at. I'm at Boa. I'm at Ketch. I'm at Craig's. I'm at Sat, whatever.
I think
nobody's at the club. Like, you can't.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just funny because I think that's just how guys are in general. I think girls are like that, too, especially on social media.
Yeah.
But girls are more like... Hey, look at all this cool stuff I'm doing.
Yeah.
But guys are doing it. Girls aren't doing it to impress girls. Girls are doing it because they think it's cute or they think it's like cool to be like in the scene. Right. Guys are doing it literally to get laid and to impress girls.
Yes. So like it's all in the DMs, right? So you post a picture, like everybody posts a picture of your bottle coming to the table. Everybody's phone's out. That bottle girls are dancing with it, bobbing with the music, and confetti's going. And then they're just expecting like, oh, I'm going to get so much pussy from this post. Very, very rarely have I seen that actually convert, unless you have.
I have seen it convert on the highest of levels.
What do you mean?
In terms of you're literally like popping $20,000 of bottles at Marshmello's DJ booth table.
Got it.
Then if you build up a reputation for yourself as being that guy in Vegas, you're going to get laid.
Yeah.
You're probably going to fuck a few of the employees too.
Right?
It's like that with smaller clubs. I'm sure it's like that out here in LA, but it's like that in other areas of the US, like obviously from Scottsdale.
I just think it's so...
It's like that.
Yeah, I could imagine. I think it's so overdone because it's just you and everybody else that girl is following. Bottles... clubs, partying, and she's just, unless you're at like what, like Damblesarians or like this high end one, I feel like you having a bottle at some other club is just, because she's just gonna zoom right past it on Instagram.
Right. It's honestly, it's just like normal at this point, right?
Yeah, and.
But the dudes are still out there, horny as ever, just trying to impress girls and trying to get laid.
So, how are people trying to front now if they're not going to the clubs?
During this pandemic, I feel like a lot more people spend time on Instagram. Have you guys noticed? Have you noticed that people are on Instagram live like all fucking day?
Doing nothing.
Like literally.
Just looking at their comments.
Yeah, I follow like I think 2,000 people on Instagram.
Yeah.
And there is literally someone is live at least at all times throughout the day. At least one of my people that I follow.
It's just like, hey, you just joined the chat. What's up? And they don't respond. And you're just sitting there. Looking at the scrolls, trying to see what happens.
You know, and they're like, what's up, George?
Yeah, they're just sitting on their couch.
Sick, bro. All right, take a shot, send a shot.
Remember that one time we're at Hi-Fi? What's good?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
But do you think now people have a lot more downtime? But LA, you know, there's still like cool things you can take pictures with. So they're trying to front in different ways, right? Like we have some friends who are, they're taking the pictures with the cars. They're taking pictures... And on Rodeo or Malibu, do you think that's the next best thing?
It depends how you do it, right?
Yeah.
It's all about doing it in good taste. If you do it in bad taste, then you just become that douchebag who like flaunts daddy's money and who has a bunch of pictures with cars that he rents.
Right.
So you don't want to be that guy, right? There's plenty of these types of guys out there on Instagram, right? Let's talk about the first type. These fake fucking baller dudes, right?
Yeah.
There's always that guy who has his fucking little private jet, and it's not his private jet, it's his like buddy's grandson's cousin.
Or he just snuck in and he's like, let me take a photo.
Right. Deuces, and it's like him like holding up a glass of wine or like checking the time on his fucking watch.
So
or like looking out the window. Right.
So many clients don't know what to do with all this money.
His bio on Instagram is probably fucking entrepreneur.
Yeah, CEO of my brand.
Yeah, and then he's in a fucking MLM.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, hey guys, you guys want to learn how to make $3,000 of passive income every month?
Right.
Swipe up.
And like, That's how they make their money, is by teaching you how to make money.
Because they can't do it themselves. And they have no money themselves. Yeah, exactly. So you see a lot of guys like that trying to impress girls.
And they do a lot of the, like, where's the camera? Oh, it's over my shoulder? Oh, I didn't even see it. I'm just going to walk down this path and just so happen to take a snapshot of me texting a client and or on the phone with a client, checking the time with a client.
I don't get the checking your phone thing.
Everybody
like,
does
why
that.
Why are you taking a picture of you looking at your phone?
You're just so busy, bro. You have too many clients hitting you up,
like
trying to do business.
Like, what? How does that, like, what girl sees, and let's be real, 99.9% of the guys that do that do it for girls.
Of course. Why else? Well, bro, I'm gonna be like, hey, bro.
What girl sees that and goes, oh my God, he's so hot.
He's so busy.
He looks down his phone. Oh my God.
He's like, so busy. He's like making money for me.
His neck is tilted down and like, look at his biceps when he holds a fucking 1 ounce phone.
Does he have the iPhone 12?
Like, it's so stupid, but like, guys are gonna keep doing it.
Bro, they're always on the phone. They're always, they're so lost because they're so working or hustling
and
grinding.
Yep, and their fucking Instagram stories is like, 4 a.m. I wake up for a 2 mile run, cold shower. Amazon drop shipping.
Right.
I listen to 6 Grant Cardone books a day. You know, like, so fucking stupid.
It's funny too, is I want to see your perspective on this, is these guys that front like that, and they're fronting in front of the Lambo and the Rolls Royce and all these cars. When they take a girl out, they don't have that car. Like, what are they rolling up in that date in? And like their Honda Civic? What are we doing?
Like, what are they saying to the girl? Like, are they just like, my car's in the shop.
All the time.
Wait, we hung out last week. You said your car was in the shop then, too. Yeah, you know, I'm just building a brand new car, you know.
All just, the decals, bro.
Yeah, are you going to fucking rent a Lambo every time? Like, what the fuck is going on?
And then you try to, like, front at Ketch or Craig's. Like, ooh, can we go to Ketch and grab some sushi? And you're like, oh, fuck, I was there last week. I can't afford it twice.
Exactly. So here's my issue with that. If that's your way on getting girls, I'm not going to hate on your game. Well, even though I just spent the last 10 minutes hating on your game. But the question is that sustainable is my problem. It's not sustainable.
I don't know anybody who...
Unless you are really making, you know, 7 figures a year. Seven figures a year. That's not sustainable, right?
Right.
So, like, what's the point of that? And also, let's say you got a girl.
Yeah.
You got a girl because she was so impressed with your private jet pictures that you're an entrepreneur of fucking goddamn CBD oil company. Yes. Fill in the blank, right?
Yep.
Once she finds out your true colors...
Deuces.
She's gonna realize you're not who you advertise yourself to be. So what are you gonna do?
And if she's attracted to that, why would you even be around that? Like, I get it, she's hot, she's got fake tits and lips and ass, and I get it. And she has probably a little bit of clout, but like, bro, she's only likes you for that shit. What are you doing? There's so many better chicks out there for you.
Exactly. You know? So, okay, so let me ask you the second part of that. Do you think some guys actually get laid because of posting pictures in their private jet and their Lamborghini?
I think...
Are they getting laid?
So there are people that are fronting like that and are. Like, the nightlife people I know are, because that's their shtick. They're going to the hills, they can get you free, you know, a comp towel dinner with a comp bottle. Come on in, and then I'll try to hit on you then, right? But I feel that the people that are doing the cars and the jets, unless you are in that top 0.5% of the world, they probably know you don't own that shit. Like, who the hell, like, if you're not Bill Gates or Cardone or those guys, like, bro, you're not fooling anybody with a private jet going to and from the Maldives. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, but so, here's an interesting point, really quick.
Okay.
Do you think there's a girl equivalent to guy fronting?
I mean, there's many girl equivalents to that.
Like what?
But here's the thing. There's different types of guys on Instagram, right?
Okay, yeah.
Not a lot, like literally like 4, right?
Yeah.
But there's also, but from a girl perspective, there's really only one.
What's that?
One or two. The fake IG model, right?
Okay.
Who has like either like 2,000 followers and is posting like butt workout routines,
right.
Or she has 100,000 followers and gets like 72 likes, right?
Yeah, this terrible engagement.
Right, right, right. So clearly, you know, those followers are bot.
Right.
Or then there's like the other type of girl who's just like, again, also similar, but like bikini pics and all of that. She tries to post more wholesome content, but at the end of the day, it's like the same shit.
Do you think maybe this might be like a persona for a girl is to swipe up my merch, swipe up for my program, Fashion Nova promo code. Because we all know their conversion is shit. There's no way. Like, there's that one article with 3.5 million followers. A girl couldn't even sell, like, a bikini.
Right, right.
You know, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, for those of you guys that don't know the article, basically, it was, like, a girl who was, like, really big on Instagram.
Yeah.
Who claims to have all real followers.
Yeah.
And she released, like, a clothing line under her name.
Yeah.
Sold, like, t-shirts and shorts and whatever.
Yeah.
And this girl, what, couldn't even sell, like, one article of clothing?
If that. Yeah.
It was definitely under like 5.
It was really, really small out of millions. So I feel like that's a front that women can like, look at all this clout I have. I'm making a ton of passive income by like making a bikini by putting a name on it that everybody else is doing.
So and I then like these brands are paying a girl, a brand such as a Bang Energy, a Fashion Nova, KO Watches, whatever, right? Are paying this girl $75,000 to make one post a week and signing contracts with them.
It's insane.
Are they actually making money? What do you think? Does that actually convert?
I do because I know you and I personally know a few. I think they're not making much on commission. I think they're making much on that flat salary that they do.
Well,
because you don't really see a lot of like swipe up for like this KO watch, right?
Right.
Because you don't see a lot of people wearing it.
Right, right.
It's not really. I don't think it's the most attractive looking watch. Unless they pay us, then
we're
I love
just
it.
Like we're just like shitting on a bunch of brands. No, yeah. But I wouldn't rock their watches.
Yeah.
Also, I've only seen girls rocking their watches. Why would I?
But I feel like they rock the watch. They take the photo. They rip that shit off, and then they throw on their Rolex. They throw on whatever else somebody else got. Right,
right, right.
So I think they're actually making money off the base salary, not much on the affiliate marketing piece.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. It also depends on the contract too, right?
Right?
So some people just get it up front, like a bigger name, like who's big on social media? Jason Derulo. He's big on every platform. Yeah. That guy's getting a bag. That guy's getting $100,000 to advertise fucking
Bro, he's
Coca-Cola.
Also a singer. Like he could just post a song, crush it on Spotify or whatever. And then
so
he's
he
done.
Has talent outside of taking aspects. Right. Anyways, let's get back to the guys, right?
Yeah.
So there's that type of guy. Are they getting laid? Here's what I think. I think a lot of those types of guys do get girls from that, but it's not the type of girl. It's the same type of girl who's attracted to a lifestyle that like Dan Blazarian has, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not your average Joe type of chick.
Right. Yeah, I think Blazarian did it super well because remember in his earlier days where he would host and you were just like, who the hell? Like, fuck this guy. This guy sucks. He has all these girls. He's probably paying somebody for all this. He's paying all the girls for this, but like,
I don't
you
think
don't
I
know.
Ever thought that, but maybe I discovered him later than you did.
Yeah.
But what I do know, he was around, like, he was like well known in Vegas first as just like a guy who had tigers and like was a professional gambler, played poker and made money.
Yeah.
But like, then it became like a girl thing, right? He became a girl guy.
Like a Hugh Hefner kind of.
Yeah,
the modern day.
Exactly. And I think it worked out perfectly for him because the time changed where if he was like doing this whole sugar daddy, like rich, expensive dinner vacation thing 10 years ago, it would have been like really weird.
Yeah.
And then also, given the climate of where it's headed now, 10 years from now, it's probably going to be weird. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what if he started now? Like, unless he had a shitload of money, it's going to be so hard for him to, like, separate.
I think if he started now, he would still be okay, given how there's still no, like, Dan Blazarian.
Yeah.
But 10 years from now, 5 years from now, maybe,
there's going to be more of
him. Work out, right?
And then, remember when he moved here, it was a big thing, and, like, he was throwing these huge parties, celebrities, giant house, extremely exclusive, all the LA bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone would check in there, everyone would tag it, and then makes everyone else go, all right, I have to go to the next one. It's brilliant.
Right.
It's brilliant.
So how do you think he originally did it in the first place of, like, coming out here, and then how did he start hanging out with all these hot, like, upper scale girls? How did he pull that off?
I think he's brilliant. First, I don't know him personally, but I think I've seen like all of his interviews just to kind of see his mindset. And he's big on like setup, where if he can set up everything in a way where the girls don't have, he never has to leave his house. Girls don't need to go anywhere else but in his house. That's why his house is so, it's probably too extravagant. They just never need to leave. Like he had like a vanity section to do the hair and makeup. He had a massage area. He had alcohol. He had a pool. He had everything that a girl could ever want for a photo shoot was in his house. It gave him every reason for girls to come over.
Right.
And then from there, I mean, you know.
I think he had already had a reputation built up before moving to Los Angeles, where like he was already known as the guy that was like hanging out with Miss Teen USAs and all that.
Yeah.
So he was good by then.
Right.
But also, he probably spent a ton of money on throwing huge parties.
Oh, right, I know his. The lingerie Cardi B one was like at least $500,000 to $1 million.
I'm pretty sure they're like $4 or $5 million.
Well, Cardi B alone is probably $500,000. And then you got to pay the staff. I'm assuming he pays.
Well, Cardi B, I don't think it was Cardi B that was expensive. Cardi B wasn't $500,000, but.
Oh.
He
had everyone else there too.
Yeah, but well, he's not paying those types of people to be there. Cardi B probably did it. It's like typically when you do gigs in LA, it's a much cheaper. And I know this from like working in nightclubs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So she probably did it for pretty low, if not like almost damn near as like a favor type of deal.
Okay. Or she just wanted to go because she saw the other like.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking more like the staff, like the number of people working the events, how they do. For those of you guys that don't know, he has like a separate area where he picks up the girls and. Shuttles them over to his house and no one knows where he lives. He has like what 50 to 100 like security guys that are like manning all the doors and making sure no one sneaks in. So like that's where all that money adds up. Not to mention like he's not fucking putting out Kirkland vodkas.
Yeah.
He's putting out like Grey Gooses and Doms and Ace of Spades.
He's got sushi. He's got the nice food.
Exactly.
Like. Anyway, exactly. The social media aspect of all that is just it gets people to talk and you build a ton of social proof or everyone just wants to like get to know who you are
right?
And then of course social media is the best funnel, so they're like, who's this guy? And it shows them this all this lavish lifestyle, luxurious bullshit,
right?
And it gets people curious, mad. It some emotion it will always come of you to when you see it, which is brilliant, rather than like a neutral blah kind of thing.
So then the other type, we got kind of sidetracked here, but the other type of guy is the guy that posts quote unquote thirst traps on social media, right?
Guy that'll
post all the different types of guys, but like guys that will pay for photo shoots or guys that will post shirtless pics or guys will be like, oh, 6 weeks out from my bodybuilding show, bro.
meal prep.
There's those types of guys, right?
Right.
So there's like the money flaunt guys and then like nice cars, nice trips. And then there's like the thirst trap. Look at my jawline. Look at my six pack.
Right.
That type of guy. What type of guy you think would do better on social media for getting girls?
Actually, I think it'd be a blend of those two. Because if you were...
I mean, obviously, but like, if you had to pick one or the other.
It would probably be the first one, just because you can...
Really?
Yeah, just because I think girls can see right through the thirst, and they're a lot more... Like, if a guy's like, oh, that's a thirst trap, I don't give a damn, because look at the ass and the tits and the face and the stomach, right?
Right.
But I feel like for a guy going the other way, I feel like a girl's like, oh, that's cool. It's clear that she gets more turned off by like him, like, you know, arms behind the head and like looking sexy against a wall with his six pack. Right. I think they don't see it as a guy does. Like, wow, he's fit.
Right.
But if you're going to show off a physique, I think you got to be more subtle with it. Whereas the luxury, you can be more obnoxious with it. And it's not as crazy, I think.
I feel like it's.
You're the other one?
Yeah, I feel like it's the other way. I feel like it's the other way. Obviously, like, clout and fame and all that's number one. Yeah. But outside of that, if it was between good photos of guys looking quote-unquote good, hot, whatever you want to call it, sexy, and then guys that are, like, posting trips, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. But I think at some point, the girls would rather hang out with, like, a stud guy than...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Go on free trips.
Okay, so you're assuming these guys with the luxury stuff are just, like, average build. Like, if they were,
all the circumstances are even.
Okay.
But I'm assuming the guys that do photo shoots and do that are typically a little bit better looking. Okay. I mean, probably,
maybe.
Right?
I mean, money can breed confidence, but so can physique, you know? So it's an interesting debate because I think from, like, a strategy area, even like Bilzerian's jacked, right? But he had this whole, no one really, I don't think he posted that many shirtless pics in the old days, did he? It was more like of the lifestyle rather than like
look I think he did the shirtless pics once he got jacked. And right. He got jacked within the last, like, I'd say 2 years.
Really? That recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I
was. Well, I'm sure he was already in good shape. Yeah. But then, like, last couple years, he's like fucking 8-pack. Quads are huge.
Vascular, like veins everywhere.
Yeah.
But he crushed before the physique. So I think that he used that as like a funnel where he's like, see, I have all these girls around me and we're doing a photo shoot. How about you and your friends come to my place and join?
Gotcha.
So he uses that to invite them to something. Maybe. That's my idea.
Gotcha.
Because like a physique guy who doesn't have any of that stuff, she's like, oh, he's hot. He's got, you know, abs, okay, and the jawline. Right. But so what?
Right.
You know?
Well, I guess where I was going with this is basically, if you were to put together because I feel like now Instagram is almost like a dating profile.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Instagram now, like there's, I mean, just based on my personal experience, I think I've hung out with more girls off of Instagram than Tinder, Bumble, fucking every other platform combined.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even more girls than how many I meet out.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I meet a decent of them out.
Well, yeah, but you could literally just pass it on your phone.
Instagram is just so easy.
Yeah. You could literally go to a table at a club that we go to, pass it on your phone, everyone's going to type you in or type them in to follow you. That's it. You're done.
Right.
You don't have to worry about any other like social gamey kind of things.
Right. And we've said, go ahead.
And then they're going to like, wow, he's actually really cool and normal. I'm going to, and then you slide in, be like, hope you had a good night or whatever. And then you guys can start something from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
Well, on the I would consider that more meeting them out first. Them out. If you're communicating them through Instagram, then that doesn't really count to me as you met them on Instagram. I'm talking like straight. You meet the person on Instagram.
Wow. Oh, you do that. You like cold DM.
Yeah. I mean, really? I've had a lot of success.
Really? I need to. You think it's just like
cold DM.
Pure clout, or do you? I mean, is it a mixture of the number?
I know plenty of guys. No? I know plenty of guys that have hooked up with girls, meeting them off of social media.
Okay.
And they've never met in person. He's not famous. He's not verified. He doesn't have 100,000 followers. He's just like an average Joe, right?
Yeah.
Posts cool pictures. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
And you know, they end up dating or whatnot. So that's why I was saying Instagram, I think, is better than Bumble, better than Tinder, better than every other thing. Right. So I guess what I was trying to ask you is, maybe this is more a question suited for me, but like the question is, what is the perfect Instagram profile if you were trying to impress someone? And this is coming from a guy to a girl, not
a guy.
I think a girl just needs to post hot pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's not much on the other side. I would say you would have to do a nice blend. Like you would have to, if you're going to do like the fun party kind of vibe, you should also pair that with like a more like a family, like comfort kind of picture. But like
do you mean by a family type picture?
Like something that makes you like nice and sweet, but also you have this partying side, which also makes you have this, it gets people a little more curious. And like, if you like, we see those promoter profiles, right? Where it's just all girls, all at a table, all drinking. But that's only going to attract one type of girl.
Right.
If you want to attract different types and there's only girls that like families, dogs, that kind of vibe,
then you should mix it up more.
I think that's that would be my approach.
Gotcha.
If I were to take it more
seriously. Okay, so you would post one picture of you like in a nice car with your nice Rolex showing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then my next one's like my parents.
It would be like, gotcha. And then the next one's what? Next one's
partying,
like you at girls, like
mansions, whatever.
Gotcha.
Another one after that would be like me and my boys hanging out.
Gotcha. Just to show that you have an awesome lifestyle, but you're also a normal human being.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Because I think the flashy shit is really cool if you're subtle. I don't know. I don't know what your opinion is. Is like when people like are leaning against the Lambo on their phone calling. Obviously, you know what we're trying to do. You could have literally walked up and down Rodeo, lean against a car, take a picture and dip, right?
Right.
So I don't know what your opinion on the subtle flash or the obvious flash?
Well, what would be a subtle flash?
Maybe drive. I saw one really, really good one the other, like you having a blast in a pool in like Greece, and it's just like an infinity edge pool.
Okay.
Like, that's really subtle.
Okay, but the focal point isn't like, look how fucking cool I am.
Look at me with this villa.
So it's basically what you're recommending is like a candid photo.
I'm always about the candid. Dude.
And then, honestly, that's how I feel like Dan's photos are.
Yeah, that's exactly. Whatever he does, man, you might just have to copy him verbatim. Uh-huh. He doesn't do a whole lot of like family stuff.
Well, he does. I will say he's known for being like that guy.
Yeah.
But like, he does overdo the.
The lavish, flashy.
Me with like, literally he's in a bed with like 15 girls.
Like tops off, whatever.
Right, right. So he could tone that down a little bit. Yeah, I think
he doesn't need to.
Right, he doesn't need to. That's his brand. So he needs to embrace that brand that he has.
Right.
I think my thing would be now that social media is just so diverse. Like you can literally blow up for being really good at drawing.
Anything.
Literally drawing. Or like painting, fucking painting someone's face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You could literally blow up posting photos of like your paintings, right?
What do you...
So I think you should just post whatever thing you enjoy doing and create a niche that way. Right? Probably not drawing. Drawing doesn't really relate to you getting laid if that's what you're after.
I mean, maybe there's like a cool like you drawing on a canvas...
Exactly. But
like the mansion, like you drawing a mansion on your canvas while you're sitting in front
of a mansion.
Of the mansion.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to like stunt, but then you could do like fun, or then you could easily do like girls with that one as well. But
that's actually a really good idea. That would be pretty cool. You know,
wow, that would be really good. Yeah,
that would actually make you look sophisticated as fuck. Yeah. And if you're already like a painter, then like that even justifies even more like what you do.
Yeah, and you can like get fun and clever with it of like you drinking, pretending to drink a lot while painting, but it's a perfect drawing.
Yeah.
That would, you could kind of make different elements of that.
Exactly.
I think because of your success, you don't really do a lot of flashy shit at all.
Yeah.
And,
well, I used to, but like I'm kind of past that stage.
Yeah, that's it depends what you want.
Right.
But I feel that like posting a picture or a snip of your stand-up, I feel like, is a lot more success than look at me at this house.
Right.
Looking at my new iPhone.
There's things that you could fake in a photo.
Yeah.
Or a quick video. You can't fake a stand-up show with people laughing and a crowd.
I mean, you can't beat... How do you beat that? Like,
yeah.
You could easily DM... I mean, this is what you did that one show. Like, you just DM, like, come to my show.
Yeah.
It's a perfect way to get them there. And then you can talk to them
and
while they're there.
And then you can create a relationship with them after.
Exactly. Right.
So that's why I'm saying, if your thing is cars,
yeah,
great. Post photos of cars, not just the car,
because
no one's really gives a fuck about a nice car, but like post a photo of you in the car or you fixing up the car or something like that.
Right.
If your thing is you're a chef, then get some photos of you, you know, making food in the kitchen.
Right.
That's dope as fuck.
Dude, there's so many fun ways you can do with that too. What do you think of Photoshopping, face tuning, editing? Obviously, maybe you got to do it a little bit, but do you think there's a severity to it, like a max and a min?
Photoshopping?
Yeah.
I would assume you shouldn't Photoshop at all.
At all, okay.
Well, what do you mean by Photoshop? Photoshop has multiple definitions now.
Yeah, so maybe...
Like Photoshopping your face? Or Photoshopping like fucking
Machu Picchu
behind them in the background. What do you mean by that?
I think, you're right. I think definitely not anything that's clearly not supposed to be there, but I was thinking more of like getting rid of blemishes, wrinkles. But do you think there's a line? Like, do you think if you look like a doll?
I mean, as a guy, it should be very subtle.
Okay.
You should not be Photoshopping in like a brand new set of
teeth.
You know? But also, if that makes you really insecure, maybe you do want to Photoshop it a little bit.
But
it should never look like you literally Photoshopped it.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes you happy, but at a certain point, like, there's got to be a middle ground for that.
Because we always see a lot of guys that do the big editing of, like, the color scheme and, like, the sunsets.
That, I think, can be cool if you're, like, a bit of an artsy dude.
Interesting.
But if you're Photoshopping in, like, different colored eyes, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you want to have blue eyes and you have brown eyes and you're Photoshopping in blue eyes, that's kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Or, like, it's clear that you're narrowing your waist and widening your shoulders.
Yeah.
Or, like, the arms.
Basically what girls do.
Yes.
I think if girls do that... that's okay. Yeah. But like coming from a guy, even looking at a girl's profile,
yeah.
you know where the face looks like it's like completely airbrushed?
Exactly. That like, looks not a pore. Terrible. Like there's no pores on it.
There's no pores. Like yeah. you can't even really see the nose. It just looks like, you know, two nostrils floating.
Just two holes.
Yeah. That looks stupid. Okay. Ladies, please don't do that. It just looks stupid. But as a guy, it should be even more subtle. Like, if you want to like slim, so one thing that guys do a lot now is like they slim up their face a little bit.
Yeah, make the cheekbones.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to do a little bit, that's fine, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but you shouldn't look like you're up 50 pounds if you're a 400 pound dude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, people are like, wait, that's not, I mean, big catfish out of, and then they're going to creep on you, go down. And they're going to go, wait, why? Because you didn't edit all your pictures, right? Back in 2007. So it's kind of...
You're
running into a hole there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, like I said, going back on that, if you were trying to get girls using Instagram, I think you just do the thing that already that you do, but do it in a stage way that it makes it look cool.
Right? Yeah, and like try to think of ways that...
Don't post a picture of your chicken breasts and your rice, post a picture of you in a chef outfit making the chicken breasts.
Right. That would be cool. And then you could have like a ton of girls behind you waiting. Or like if you're trying to like get that side, and then you could do like the fun comfort home food style cooking, then you can kind of bring them together.
Right.
So you can kind of hit both areas. Cause that, it'd be really interesting if Bilzerian was like, here's me with my brother. Here's me with like my favorite, which he has a cat. He always video like Snapchats, right?
Yeah.
So that's like an example of it. But what if he did the other extreme of like my parent? He won't, he'll never do it. But like the more of like, wow, he's so sweet. He's such a family man. He's such a whatever other than like this giant fuckboy. You know?
Or I think what he should do is I think he should produce more videos. But not the videos that he does with like the slow motion and like the gunshots the going off and like him in an ATV. Even though that is pretty cool. Yeah. I think he needs to do more videos like... I'm not saying he needs to be a fucking YouTuber, but I think if he did more videos of him just being like a normal human being, that would be cool.
Interesting.
You know, just like maybe
going to Ralph's.
Maybe he, probably not that, but like him just like in his mansion, just like talking about, yo, this morning I did this and like that. And like people want to see that behind the scenes shit.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, I would love to see all the phone calls and emails of setting up one of his parties. Right. I mean, just like the headaches, the flaking, like everything that can go. We throw parties, but on a much smaller scale, and we still run into like, God damn, like the security, and then the alcohol didn't show up, and then the food's all bad. Like, I mean, to that degree, it would be insane to see.
Right. What would be cool is if he had like a meeting, a 30-minute meeting. I'm sure he has like a 1 hour, 2 hour meeting with like everyone, like his team. And says, like, all right, you guys do this. This is my vision for the party.
Yeah.
But obviously edit that in, like, a 5-minute video. Yeah. That would be dope.
That would be really cool. But
things like that. I think nowadays, social media in general, it's more about being real than, like...
Vulnerable.
Yeah. Than, like, look at me. Look how cool I am. Mm-hmm. So people want to see, like, the pictures of you with, like, a pimple on your face.
Right.
People want to see...
No makeup.
Right, no makeup is huge now.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Right?
Because every girl's like, hey guys, I'm here, no makeup. Like, they always have to call it out before that anything happens.
Yeah. So, like, going back again.
Yeah.
I think Instagram is an amazing way to meet people.
Yep.
If, girls or guys. And if you're looking for friends or dating or whatever, it's an amazing way. You do have to set up your profile in a way that it brings your best foot forward.
Right.
But also... doing it in a genuine way where you don't look like some fucking weird lunatic that like photoshops the shit out of their pictures and like stages like helicopter rides.
I do think you persuaded me to this, and I agree with you, is the camera is extremely important. The quality of it.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Like you're not taking out of a potato. No like S4s, right?
100%.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, so Tom recently, guys, got a iPhone. Yeah!
How long has it been?
so you got an iPhone recently, and now that you see the iPhone, the Instagram through an iPhone, doesn't it look completely different than Instagram through Android?
It does, and I just...
Now you know what it looks like from an iPhone, which is what everyone else has.
I mean, I got to start completely over.
Yeah. Like, what do you think about your pictures? The pictures that you posted, it looks like grainy and weird as shit, right?
Well, okay. Hang on. But Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Or it's... even your old stories. Have you gotten a chance to look at those?
Yeah, they're all like pixelated.
Yeah, the squares
go in and out. And I'm like, oh, this is not what you want.
But it's so funny because I think from an Android, you don't see it, right?
No, and it looks perfect.
Looks perfect, yeah, right. Yeah. Because it's like the codec is for the Android.
Right.
And the codec for the iPhone is for the Apple version of, you know.
Right. That's as much crazy. As it hurts my ego to say you're right, you were definitely right.
Yeah, yeah.
And to summarize, remember the do's and don'ts. The don'ts being, don't look too try hard. We know you're lying. We know you borrowed that Rolex. You stood on Rodeo, take a picture of someone else's car. And all the fitness guys who are looking way too try hard, and we get it, you work out, that's fine. But for the do's, we want you to incorporate what you enjoy, your niche, and incorporate all aspects of that. Whether if you're trying to attract more of the fun party girl, try to incorporate your passion into that area. And if you're trying to attract the family-loving kind of girl, attract your niche into that area as well. Bring it all together. And of course, do not over-edit, fellas. And thanks. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm Gene W. Park.
Make sure to leave us a review, comment, all that other bullshit. And we'll see you guys next time.
Cool.
Peace.